Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sound of the voice. Till it's all hours of the night. Jump, sway, bounce, rock, and skate. Long as my band is tight. And I always want to be under these lights.
Bad guy so in a little coat.
Please don't fight.
Fat, oh, are we going?
I do what I want.
Fat guy in a little coat. That's my dead celebrity.
Okay. Can I just ask
don't
for something
do
else?
Don't do it. Oh, do you not know this?
No, I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
I know who it is. I just want to hear.
Bad guy.
You're just gonna give me the same thing again. Okay, that's fine.
I'm just gonna keep singing until you say the words.
Mr. Christopher Farley.
Boom! Ding! 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 Ding!
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
You named the dead celebrity. We can now start the show.
We can now start the motherfucking show. R.I.P.
Yo.
I like how we start it with something sad.
Yeah.
Like, hey, who's a dead person we miss?
I mean, that's it. We miss him. And thinking about him and everything good that he did is a positive thing. You know?
I'm thinking
you don't want to just forget about
it. I'm thinking we like to start the show on a low.
Mm-hmm.
So that everything just gets better. Everything sounds better after you're talking about dead folks.
Hey, guys, welcome to the Black and Tan Show. Guess what? Like, 99% of all species that have ever existed are extinct.
Okay.
Now let's start the show. Start out. I like that. We'll start out as low as possible and then just
it doesn't even
build
have to be a dead celebrity, just a sad topic
just
from now on.
A sad statistic.
That's
or something,
sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. Hey,
you know,
Planned Parenthood and stuff.
Every 2 seconds, somebody dies from eating bad Reese's Pieces?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's start the show.
You know how many fucking Reese's Pieces I've had? Like the pieces. Not
and
even,
you're still
not
alive.
Even Reese's Cups.
You're still alive, so that's good odds.
They're so good.
So welcome to the show, guys. Black and Tan Show.
Like chocolate peanut Skittles.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm still... You got me there. You got me on it. Sorry. Black and Tan.
By the way, I was in Costco, and some guy...
Congrats.
And thank you. And the end. and some guy was, like, regaling everyone in the optics department about, like, where Skittles came from.
Just standing on a soapbox.
He's like... Yeah, he was. He's like, making eye contact with people who hadn't been talking with him. You know, like, somebody walks in, he looks right at him.
So it just draws you over.
Yeah, so it's like, now you're part of it, and you feel like you have to, like, giggle and laugh and shit. And he was saying that Skittles are basically Starburst. Like, Starburst, like, if you think about it, kind of makes sense. I did very little research.
Yeah.
I went on Wikipedia to see if this was true or not. I can't seem to find on the Starburst Wikipedia page anything about this.
So is he saying it's like officially they are Starburst?
So here's what he said. Okay. He said when they cut the Starburst, there were little droppings, if you will. Like little candy.
And they don't want to waste anything.
Shits. Okay. Yeah, and they don't want to waste anything, so they used to throw them out, but then it was like, hey, why not serve these up? And Skittles.
I just guarantee
And then why don't we put a candy coating?
Yeah, because that's not the way companies work. They've got a clear plan, and they
That happens a lot, though. Like something, this is waste. Can we do something with this waste instead of throwing it away and letting the homeless people go at it?
No. No. And if anything, I would assume that a Skittle begat a Starburst. You know, like what's up with that?
I don't know.
I think that they would be made like jelly beans.
Because you don't need to really cut those. I don't know. Those are like
if it's like the mold for them and then there's excess.
Now we're in a chicken and egg situation. I mean, it could have gone either way, but what this guy was saying...
I don't know.
And he seemed very passionate.
He
brought up that his dad was like in the candy biz. He was Willy Wonka or some shit. This is like... This is like Jeff Wonka. It's Jeff Wonka. He's like, my dad did this. But I don't know. That's what he claims.
But
if anyone out there...
But for no good reason, this guy was just... spewing rhetoric.
I think he was trying to get free contacts. Okay. I don't know. He's like, really, your dad's the Starburst aficionado? That's right.
Here's some free contacts.
Can I get a discount on my my 1 month contact, please?
Oh, wow.
No,
okay.
You can't, sir.
Okay.
He was hand-
That was fun.
It was cool. And so I went and bought like a 3 pound bag of Skittles after that at Costco. I was like, those sound good.
Fucking Costco.
There's no pink Skittles. Oh, yeah, it's true.
Wait,
actually,
what?
They're all pink.
What?
Aren't they?
There's no pink Skittles? So that means there
okay.
can be
yeah,
no
there's red.
Starburst.
But the Starburst inside the Skittle is the actual Starburst. The candy coating is a different color. The inside, the guts.
I feel
of
like
Skittles,
we need to have some kind of test
pink.
Next time.
Yeah, we should.
Because I don't believe any of it.
If anyone knows anything about candy, please come to 123 Fake Street in
just
Fake
contact
City.
Us.
Yeah, just or you.
I
just
email I just
want
to know if anybody's dad is in the biz.
Yeah.
Or moms. Moms can be in the candy biz too. Sorry.
Yeah. No, they're allowing women to work with candy nowadays. They call them candy stripers. Okay, so you,
oh,
sir,
bazing.
Congratulations are
thank
in
you.
Order.
Thank
hey!
You. Thank you.
There was a, we didn't put out a new episode last week. We put something that we had already done out because there was a black baby.
There was a black baby.
Black baby. Black
very
had a baby.
Very fair-skinned black very, baby.
The lightest black.
But yeah, there's another child in the world.
And yeah, how,
you're welcome, world. And she's pretty, so hey, got a pretty kid.
Great. Yeah,
I mean, she might be pretty, smart too. Good. I don't know. I don't know her that well, but
that's fine.
I mean, I assume
I'm sure she's smart.
Gonna
yeah,
be smart.
Yeah, it doesn't fall too far from the tree.
No,
so.
And I'm smart as shit.
And her mom's really smart.
Yeah,
so.
But I mean, I'm smart too.
Yeah, you are.
Fish.
I'm smart too.
I finished things.
I finished a book once. It was an audio book.
The
but...
Happy Caterpillar. I just fucking read it all the way through, and it was a great read.
What was it?
The Happy Caterpillar.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
I bought it for like one of the kids.
Yeah.
So
I finished it.
Now I just say one of the kids.
So.
Oh, man.
So now.
I can't even like differentiate. Yeah, you. I'm just like an old man. Hey, you.
Hey.
Older one. Get over here.
Number two. So you, right now, just to give people an idea of what's going on in the black household.
Okay.
You've got...
I tried to keep a straight face. Let's go.
So did I.
It's just...
and so basically it's you versus four women.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Do you just wear like battle gear, like battle armor and war paint?
No, or... I just have to butch it up every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can tolerate, you know, my alone time and being able to like read, you know, comic books and shit. But every once in a while, you just got to make everybody else, you know, see boy stuff. Like the other day, it was because, you know,
stuff.
We pass around the controller, you know, for like an hour and just whoever wants to put something on can put something on. And it was my turn and I put on X-Men.
Okay.
The animated motherfucking series.
Ooh.
The one from when we were young.
Well,
that came
done.
On at like 10.
Way to butcher.
You know,
up.
Like the last thing that came on in the cartoon block on Fox. But
episode
anyway,
one?
Or did you just... Well, I mean, I started with that.
Yeah.
Right now I'm on season two.
Oh, wow.
And
I don't even know if I made it that far.
It's pretty fucking... Like the whole first season is basically every X-Men movie that they made.
Wow.
They have like Days of Future Past in there.
Okay.
They have like fucking crazy Sentinel origin stories.
I wish they had the Sentinels look like they did in the cartoon. They look like those Easter Island head things.
Yeah,
like
they're weird.
Fucking purple,
they're weird.
Fucking,
but just how do you make, I just, I don't know how they would make them, how it would translate to the cinema.
Yeah.
But they didn't, it didn't work for me. But anyway.
So
I had a baby,
what's your daughter's name? Full name?
Her name is Spencer Lucille, last
Spencer
name.
Spencer Lucille, last name.
Yeah.
Is that hyphenated, last hyphen name?
I don't know. I didn't you know, sign anything. I didn't put it on the birth certificate. I just
you didn't put it on the birth certificate?
No, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
They make me sign things. I hope I signed it under father.
Yeah, otherwise, she doesn't have a name.
No.
It's got to be official.
What if you're just like one of those people who's like, I'm just going to let my kid name themselves. That kind
Does
of
that
shit.
Happen?
That happens all the time. I had a friend like that.
Really? So it's just like
her name was
pending?
Her
name
was Mary, but she was born M.
M?
Like her parents named her M.
Oh, wow.
Like the letter M. And they were like, whenever you get old enough, you know, you can come up with different things and blah, blah, blah. And she chose Mary.
Because it was the M. See, they still influenced it.
But
it should be
like,
it's like
the
most,
your name
is
kind of
like
asterisk the easiest name.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mary.
It should just be,
it
should be the prince symbol.
Like
they should just have that, and that's your
asterisk.
This symbol, yeah. until, or just like a bunch of underscores, just a blank line that's your name until you decide something. Oh, and, cool. Or the first word you say is your name.
Nah.
That would be fucking awesome. Try to spell that out.
PPFFFFT.
So Spencer for a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a Spencer, powerful choice. Is that her nickname? The girl.
Hey, the girl. Spencer the girl.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it makes it easier because mm-hmm. she's a baby, and there's always that like, oh, she could be a boy.
Well, all
or
babies
girl.
Look yeah, the same. They all look like Benjamin Button. Right
yeah,
now.
Exactly. And, like, so every time it's like, oh, Spencer, and then I try to like, you know, bring up the Lucille.
Yeah, yeah.
Spencer Lucille. I would say one out of every five are like, oh, he's so cute. And you just let it pass.
Really?
It's like,
just right. Let it slide.
I mean, maybe if it was like the first one, I'd be like, no, it's, but I'm just like, yeah. I'm never going to see you again. Who cares? Yeah, yeah, it's a boy. Fuck it. You know why I explain. But usually people, you know, hear the way I say it. Oh. Spencer. Lucille,
mm-hmm.
the girl. Oh, he's so cute. All right, I tried. I mean, the I'm not going to know you.
Why'd you name the boy the girl? Well, where'd you get Spencer from? Anywhere or just pop?
No, you know, I was thinking about just girl names for, or boy names for girls,
mm-hmm.
and that I didn't hear often.
Okay.
So then I just, you know, I was like, Damien, nah.
Mm-hmm. Damiena? Yeah, I've never heard that one either.
Damina?
That was actually my name if I were going to be a girl.
Damien? So, just maybe like a like an apostrophe between the A.
Just some weird accent mark that doesn't make any sense.
Damien.
So did you pick a boy name like before you knew the gender?
No. Like if I had a boy, he would not be named Spencer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Lucille.
Yeah.
Lucille Spencer.
Hey, Lucy.
The boy.
Fuck, Dad. Hey, fuck you, Lucy.
Is Spencer already? Is there a spot waiting for Spencer on like the football team and like the wrestling team?
You know, whatever she wants to do, man. All right. You can tease her if she's a wrestler.
I'm not going to tease her at all. Everyone else will. I'm going to be the one consoling her. Hey, don't worry. You know, a lot of girls have boy names, okay?
They just make her start playing boy. Well, you're already signed up for male tennis. So, but you signed me up for my first name? Since when is tennis? Just do it. Male okay. Swim, Spencer.
Spencer, you're teaming up with Bubba.
We only have man speedos, man name. Oh, man.
Man name.
My dad's going to be so mad.
Would you get mad if she just went by Lucille?
No, not at all. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I like that name, too. That's why That's why I threw it in there.
Right, right, right.
You know, because I might want to call you that. Right. Who knows?
Kind of like how...
Dad's indecisive.
Like Walt Jr. went by, in Breaking Bad, went by... What did he go by?
Oh,
like...
No Legs or something. What?
Zing!
Zing to all those people with no legs.
Got that guy with cerebral palsy. He was asking for it.
They just
limping around, acting like the tough guy. He actually
two
like,
canes.
Flynn. He wanted to go Flynn. By Flynn.
Why?
Just because he didn't want name. Like I don't know. I think he wanted to have his own identity. He didn't want to be Walt Jr.
He could have been like Mike.
Chip off the old Walt.
Chewbacca. Yeah.
Open season on what's his name? I saw a.
I'm not gonna go there.
I saw a thing like behind the scenes or whatever, and he was saying that he had to like learn how to. Yeah, played it up.
Yeah,
he had to like relearn how, because he's not as bad as you know his.
Well, he has like a mild
bad.
Like 1% version of it.
Right,
but he had but
just on the weekends he has it, and then during the week
he can pick
he's
and
fine.
Choose when he has it. You know, I'm not doing shit today. Cerebral palsy me up.
Pulls flare up.
Yeah, sometimes you know he
just
flares.
A flare up.
He's like, oh boy, it's really acting up.
The palsy, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's a hell of a thing. I'm surprised anyone's born normally. You know,
they're not. We just kind of make them normal after a while. It's fine though.
Right, the abnormal becomes normal mm-hmm. once it's enough. So, but that's good. Healthy baby girl.
Healthy baby.
How many kilograms?
75?
75 kilos? Okay, no wonder I haven't heard from Heidi lately.
What the fuck?
That's exciting. But you saw somebody you knew at the hospital, right?
I did. I saw a friend, Heather Hall.
Mm.
Darnell.
Shout out, Heather
there you
Hall.
Go. Shout out. Because, I mean, you know, she helped us
Heather
out.
Heather Hall Darnell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole name. She got whole named.
Yeah.
She didn't even fucking know.
She got hyphened.
Yeah, she hyphened herself.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know if I'm down with the hyphen.
I'm not.
I mean, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Here we go.
But are you, is it like a traditional thing? Like, I need you to have my last name.
Yeah, it's, totally. I don't know, really. I mean, I.
Like, how do you feel? Like, we'll just bring it up. How do I feel about it in general? We'll bring up just a.
I mean, I'm a little biased because my name is hyphenated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, would she take Hamill Davis?
Like,
if you had, like, a wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you were getting married. Not saying
well, I mean,
that
I think
you
it's
might
up
be thinking about
her.
Marriage now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With, you know, your current. Yeah, squeeze,
but
maybe you are. Yeah. You know, maybe yeah. she'll listen to this and it's, think marriage is in the works.
She's definitely, definitely the front runner.
she's head of the pack.
Yeah, and I could definitely see that happening in good time.
Oh,
I could see that happening.
That was quite a development. Yeah. I feel like we all looked at each other like,
well, I love her.
WTF?
So,
okay. No. Ooh, no. L bombs. Yeah. Did we know there were L bombs being thrown? Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. Congrats. I'm turning
okay.
tan.
Okay. Just finding
well,
out
thank
new
you.
Things.
Yeah. And
that's
I
cool.
Do.
That's cool.
No, it's going really well.
Nice.
I'm really happy.
So
same
I don't
again?
Spencer.
And we bring it
Spencer,
all
Lucio.
Back.
Boom! Full circle. Dane Cook. Bam!
That guy.
Super finger.
Man.
But
I like Dane Cook, whatever. I'm that, one, I'm that one guy, I guess.
Yeah. When he's going to be my next intro.
So it would be Hamill Davis.
I don't know. I think it's up to the woman, right? Because my name's not changing.
Up to her.
I mean,
no,
I'm not.
No, I'm saying if she took your last name, mm-hmm. would she get to choose? Like, you know, I want
like
the
which
Davis
part of the hyphen?
Yeah.
No, that's my last name.
So
she can't
be
just
Hamill
it's
Davis.
Like, yeah, if, it's like if your wife took just Den. just take part of your last name. No, that is my last name.
Thickness.
Yeah.
And then play with the beginning.
Heidi-ness.
Sound like a princess.
Heidi-ness. Yeah, no, I mean, it's okay. It would be up to her, but I mean, it would either be all or nothing.
Okay.
I mean, it would be like my last name or my last name with hers hyphenated. I mean, it would start to get like a law firm after a minute, so I don't know.
Wow.
I think that's part of my thing. Wow. It's like, okay, I'd like to get married to you, but...
You
like attached
Stephanie,
to that last name
Judith,
thing?
Hamill Davis McKinney.
Just like Ancestry.com as a last name.
Jesus.
So I got to find someone.
Poor girl.
And I sure hope she's not attached to her last
poor
name.
Poor girl.
I've got a long...
You got a mouthful.
Already got two.
A mouthful.
Maybe I could just take out the hyphenation, legally change it to
Hamill Davis.
And then that
but
could
yeah,
be
I mean,
Hamill Davis hyphen.
Mr. Hamill Davis? Yes. Then people don't fuck it up and cut it off, Mr. Hamill, Mr. Davis.
I might do that.
You know?
Maybe she'll just keep hers.
And she'll just, it's like, this is all too confusing. I'm just going to keep mine. And then that'll look bad for me.
So, transition.
One of those guys.
Maybe. I don't know when they're going to be done with this. So, Disneyland.
Okay. Mm.
They got new developments.
Yeah.
Star Wars Land is one of them.
Okay.
How
okay.
fucking awesome is that?
So, they purchased
this fucking
fucking huge. It's going to be huge.
Huge. Trump is becoming our Caitlyn Jenner. It's like every episode, you just got to sneak him in there somewhere.
If he changes his gender, it's going to be amazing. that'll be the ultimate.
I think that's the name of the sex tape.
The first.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, no, is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
I think
nice.
I think
that
might be
makes
the name
sense.
Of it.
Loose gender. It should
just pee-pees everywhere of all different kinds on the same people.
I mean, I would just like to see a documentary, like a completely scientific look at this thing. I just want to see.
I've seen some mangled things. I guess I could take advantage of that too.
I just got nauseous.
No. As you're just looking at, you know, surgery happen.
Oh boy. Well, I mean, I just want to know. Yeah.
Slice that right up the middle.
I just want to know.
Make
how
yourself
good they
a labia majoris, and then you're good.
Oh, God. Some artiste, vagina
just get,
artiste.
Get a Sharpie, throw it right down the middle.
They have like a Wikipedia diagram of a vagina. And just, okay, just sketching basically. So the last thing I heard was Disneyland bought up a bunch of land.
Yeah, and they lied to the people and said that, we're just buying up land. That's just what we do. parking lots, right. Man.
Being all
and people
Apple
were like, you guys are stupid. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then they came out. I think it was at Disney
Con.
There's like a thing
mean,
that Disney
day?
Does D23. And it's like Disney Con.
Wow. And it's held at Disneyland?
I think they released it there, yeah. Or like downtown Disney or something, right? I don't know, man.
D23.
I'm not in the Disney clique.
That sounds like a porn title, too.
I'll give
too.
You some D23.
D23. 23 Ds. All inside Caitlyn Jenner. Or it's like there was just a title called D. And this is the 23rd installment. D23.
With the mystery box. I'm going to get it.
Oh, that was a great episode.
Which it was like episode like 4.
Yeah, it was still great. And that was... That was the one where you decided, we went to go get porno tapes. Because we're perverts. Well, we were perverts.
It's really just whenever there's a grab bag or a box of mystery.
Box
involved,
of tricks.
I'm the guy who's like, well, I just want to know what they think I want.
Right. You always opt for, when there's a choice between what's seen and then something that's a mystery.
Yeah.
Like for a mystery porn.
For example, when we went to porn.
Right, but it applies to like everything, I'm assuming. Or a lot of things.
I don't remember what it was, but it was definitely like regrettable. And it was like, because I was thinking like it can't be regrettable.
It was like polar bears.
It's porn. I'm looking. It was like Chinese dudes eating fish off of like, it was weird, man.
So yeah. It wasn't bad. It was just.
I rubbed one out a couple times. I'm not going to let it go to waste, but...
Were you questioning whether you should be?
No, because you have to... I picked what I was going to do when I put the tape on. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew what the end game was.
Right.
So
right.
I didn't flinch when...
Do you feel like you expanded your horizons while doing it?
I learned some things, okay. Yes. Yes, I learned some
about
things.
About yourself?
No, I already knew them about myself. I learned that other people... are into those things too.
Okay.
Like eating fish off of people.
You learned that it's okay to be that way.
It's okay to be you. Find your kink, man. You know what I mean? Like, hey, if mystery boxes are your thing. I had a name, I think.
I think that's what Caitlin called it, a mystery box.
Ooh.
Why do we always have to just bring it back to her?
Because it's just, that's not the kind of mystery box I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it is a mystery box.
It's like a box of SpaghettiOs.
House of Horrors.
Gross.
Box of SpaghettiOs. So they're going to make a...
smells like SpaghettiOs, too. What?
Now I want SpaghettiOs. But I know I won't enjoy them as much.
Without the meatballs. The one with the
wieners. Without the Franks?
The chopped up wieners.
Shit, I used to love those.
I used to love those.
Chef Boyardee.
Oh, man. Just give me anything with some chopped up fucking hot dogs. Now I can't pay my kids to eat hot dogs now.
Really?
No, hot dogs. I'll eat the bun, Dad.
Really?
Sweet.
Hot dogs were like, I got them on my birthday. Yeah. You know, it's like they put a candle in it.
What do you want for your birthday dinner?
It's like, hot dog. Yeah. What?
So
clumps
excited
when you cook them?
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird.
Okay.
Kids are weird nowadays.
Well, you gotta force them to like that.
I can't, because then they just don't eat. They just
they go on a hunger
eat.
Strike.
Yeah, they're just
you've
like
got some really
fuck
progressive
it,
kids.
That's just the
we
way
don't
of
eat
the world.
Hot dogs, Dad. You know what goes into those?
They start boycotting dinners and shit, getting on social media, fucking my Yelp up,
getting all Mahatma on you. We're just not crazy. Eating.
What are you learning in school?
That's it. No more schooling for you.
Jesus,
I'm gonna teach you. But they have.
But
like
then you don't want to give it to them because then you're like, well.
Yeah.
Hot dogs are hot dogs.
Yeah, it's true. So, it's almost like good.
Fuck it. Like, they just know. Yeah. Like, those, like, smart dogs that sniff the dog food, and they're like, oh, something happened at the plant. I'm not eating that. And then you find out that they spilled some kind of shit in it.
Something happened. Lassie. What's that? Something happened at the plant?
So, you know, you got to believe your kids. I'm not eating a hot dog. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's probably... That we should all actually not eat hot
not
dogs.
Yet, but they are fucking so delicious. More they fucking hot dogs for me. Sure. I don't give a fuck.
Love those.
They're like the worst thing in the world for you. And I'm not talking like I don't want a Jennie-O turkey dog.
Yeah.
I don't want a Trader Joe, you know, blah, blah dog.
Yeah, yeah,
I want a fucking big fucking phallic-y.
It got really awkward
dog.
In here. I just want a big, juicy,
sausage
throbbing
in
black.
My mouth. And in all surrounding areas.
Uncircumcised hot dog.
if that's what they're calling them, I mean, I'd still eat it.
In between some buns. Aaron, you're describing
with
a
various
penis.
Various jams and jellies. Maybe some syrup.
Maybe it's better your kids don't have it. Don't. Here you go.
It's kind of like big sticks. You know, like I would never force my kid to have a big stick either.
Right.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. Because they just get stared at. Because they're so perverts.
Well, because like they give them to you on the hottest day when you haven't had a popsicle like forever. You're just like, oh god, this
thing is melting so quick. You're trying to fucking like get the drips at the
bottom.
You're
like licking the sides and shit, harmonica style. I'm just like, I don't need
dripping all over your hand.
I watched To Catch a Predator. I know there's some guy just in the corner like, you want another big stick?
Right.
Like, no. If my kids ever get a big stick, I'm just put that. Yeah,
just gonna
smash
slap it right out of their hand.
Here's a fucking fruit roll up. Just shit, man.
Did you see that?
Crunch it up in a bowl.
Or just mash it up, blend it up. Here's a smoothie.
Or just teach them to like eat it with their teeth and just like. Right. You're like, oh.
Yeah, trust
God.
Me. The brain freeze is worth it.
Fuck that.
It's worth,
man.
Yeah, not having perverts look at you. Did you see that meme where it wasn't a meme, it was like a Vine where the dad was driving with the. We might have even talked about it. Mm-hmm. His daughter was in the back seat and she had a milkshake and she was singing, "My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard." And he like looks back at her and then next thing you see, he just smacks.
Yeah,
yeah, oh, we talked about that. I think Dustin brought that up.
Yeah. But it's like, you got to think
about
that kind of shit.
No big sticks.
No milkshakes.
It's called the big stick.
Milkshakes are awesome because you're not going to be hearing that song.
Right, that's true.
Whenever you're old enough to remember music.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't hear that song now. So, but I mean, fucking big sticks are universal. They're universally dicks.
I haven't seen.
Like, no, you never look at a kid and just eating a big stick. Like, your mind is always laughing at him.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Hey.
Like, dude, they're all choking on it.
They're just getting, because it's like, it's 107 degrees.
Yeah. Why not get like an orange creamsicle
I feel like
guy?
I feel like come the on. Teachers are just throwing out big sticks. Like, look at these motherfuckers.
It's a
test.
Watch this. Like, if you get a big stick, like after the age of what, 7, you're gay.
Yeah.
Like, if there's an option, like I understand if it's like only big sticks, sorry, okay, fine, everyone's going to have a big stick, so whatever. But if it's like,
there's no,
you have creamsicle,
I think
you have like
have
an
to...
astral pop. Or a, like, give me the big stick.
Give me the big stick.
Okay, gay guy. you're gay.
You're gay.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with
you're
that, but it's
pants.
Like, that's the test.
That's just what happens. That's fine. Because it's like the best flavors ever.
But do you
it's
eat
like,
them out in
it's
public?
It's like orange.
Oh. Exactly.
It's like orange, pineapple, and like cherry.
Right.
It's
right.
Like it's like a melted and popsicle explosion
exactly.
in your mouth. But they make it. They make the best one all big and long and dickish.
It's like an
and
endless
so,
summer inside.
They know what they're
at the
doing.
The back of your throat.
They could have made that like a lollipop.
Yeah, they could.
They could have done anything.
They could have made any shape that wasn't phallic.
Yeah, they could have made them small.
Yeah.
If it would have been popsicle size,
they could make it micro,
you wouldn't even be thinking about
micro
it.
Micro stick, yeah.
But it's like girthy and just, fuck, man. It's veiny on the sides. What are those, some cherry veins? Okay.
Two little gumballs at the bottom. Okay, guys, that's pretty far. Two-foot coconut shredding like around it. Really, the pubes, guys? This is just a frozen penis now.
Your mouth is all discolored.
I mean, they're good.
Yeah, exactly. Like you pop it open just ready to go. Crack.
It's like rolling the condom on it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus.
They just never, they never gave us a chance. They don't do that shit nowadays.
Yeah.
They never gave us a chance. In like 89, when big sticks were like at their peak. Like, let's give them to these bastards.
Big sticks for all.
Big sticks for all. The porn industry is going to be huge when they're older.
They were creating perverts.
They knew what they were doing. Because after a while, you got old enough to not, you know.
You don't
be like
eat it
12.
Out in public. Like, you know it's good. You
it'd
can't
like,
argue it's
after
delicious.
After the jogathon,
but
you're 12, you're hot, and you're like, fuck that. But then all the girls are eating big sticks, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Right.
You sound like fucking Kool-Aid, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're ready. You know what's going on. Even though you might not even want it yet, you know what you want. You want big sticks. But it's yours.
You're like,
fuck that.
It's good,
they got
but
rid of that real quick, man. Like, you could probably find big sticks at Costco.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Like,
and they're only sold to teachers.
Like a pack.
Because teachers are
7,000. Dude, I had a popsicle actually recently at the Conan O'Brien recording.
Oh.
Conan.
Oh. Like a Conan-shaped popsicle?
it was a
the one
stick.
With the gumball eyes and the...
That would
the,
be fucking awesome if they had like orange hair.
Like how they do with the Ninja Turtle
hair.
Pops.
Yeah. But those never look right.
I mean, they look right enough to where you're like, it's blue, Leonardo.
It always looks like Slimer. chocolate like falling apart. It's already melted because it's like melted and then refrozen by the time you get it.
That's what you get from the ice cream man. You're so excited.
But it was pretty bomb. I was like, oh, I haven't had a popsicle in a while.
Did ice cream people, like ice cream men or women, did they start taking people? I would assume that would be the natural progression.
Did they start stealing people?
Yeah, like stealing children.
Oh.
And then like bouncing. Because how come I don't see them anymore?
They're around.
They were like the most awesome thing ever. Oh, I just got to move to somewhere.
Ice cream guys in this neighborhood?
Somewhere like
ice cream men.
Oh, that's pretty fucking awesome. But then I don't want my kids running out in the street. I feel like I'm overly protective now. Like my mom would be like, go get the ice cream man if you want something. She's like, yeah. I don't care if I get hit by a car.
Nope. Because the ice cream will make it better.
Yeah, it'll make it all better. And especially if they have those candy cigarettes. They didn't give us a chance. They didn't give us a chance.
Oh, they really? They stopped selling them?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You can like order them. You can order them off like eBay or something.
From they're like 40 years old.
God, I was like 7 just pretending to smoke cigarettes.
It's just a cool action.
Yeah.
It's a cool action.
Yeah.
You can't argue that.
That they pushed on us as young, impressionable people.
Exactly. It's like if they had
the man.
Like a heroin needle that squirted like some kind of like jelly or jam out. Like, oh, look at candy heroin.
They did. They had those weird kind of candies, like push pops and shit.
Right.
Shit that just fucked you up.
Yeah.
Because they didn't give a fuck. Here's a jawbreaker, kid.
Fireballs?
Fireballs.
Atomic warheads?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now they don't even make those.
They don't, right?
They only make them sour now.
Okay.
Remember when they were fucking hot?
They used to be scary. I would be scared eating one of those.
They definitely
things.
Dumbed down warheads. Back in my day, they made hot warheads.
Yeah, they made ones that'll kill a kid.
Yeah. Like, you didn't even want to pick those out. You're like, please find sour. Yes. I can tolerate that.
Let me have one that I know I can handle.
Oh, man.
I wonder if any kid actually said that. That's not going to work.
Don't push me.
In a real life situation. All right, I won't push you. I'll just break your face.
You're going
to
get
punch.
Hit so hard.
Don't push me.
You're going to get hit like the chick at the beginning of Double Dragon. Just right in the stomach. Hey, don't push me. Push it, push.
And you get dragged away. For those who aren't old enough to remember Double Dragon, it's like when Leonardo, Leonardo DiCaprio when he punched his wife in Wolf of Wall Street when he was trying to take the kid. It was the same punch.
Okay, it was
I
the
just
same
watched
punch.
That last night. It was literally the same choreography.
Way to bring it into the now.
Yeah.
You know, for those hipster kids. That
it was a nod to Double Dragon.
Okay, word. Because that's Leo DiCap's style.
Yeah.
That's why I like him.
I mean, I have nothing to base. I have no backup or you know, knowledge if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But I'd like to
but I'm
spread
sure it
that.
Is. Yeah. Because he seems like a stand-up guy. People are like, he's such a dick. It's like, I bet if you're part of his crew, he's not a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, whenever people tell me famous people are like dicks and shit, I'm like, well, you were probably working for them at the time.
Right.
Or like, you were just like serving them or something. Like,
you're in a work situation.
I'm not especially nice to be. I'm not famous.
Yeah.
And I'm not nice all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just a normal guy.
I think that some people could be nice in that situation. Like, I bet everybody who worked for Jon Stewart was like, yeah, he's a dope guy.
Well, but you know? I'm saying like people who work at nightclubs and they're like, oh, Leonardo DiCaprio came in and he was a dick. And it's like, well, he's not there to make friends. He's there to party. I'm sure he closed the door.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were like 47 bitches in there that all used to be Victoria's Secret models.
Right.
Like, he's not worried about being nice to the help.
Of course.
But if you're one of his boys there, I bet you're not like, he's such a dick.
But I don't
bet he's the coolest guy ever.
Right. But do you think he's a dick? Do you think he's nice and they just think he's being a dick?
Or
do you
think it's perception.
Right. You know? I think it's
like
perception
for
too.
For that 5 seconds, he might have been a dick. And then that's what you remember. Me, I'd be like, whoa, he was a dick. And I expected it. Because look at the fuck he's doing.
I expect it. Way to be a dick. Way to meet my expectations.
He just threw $1,000 at me. He didn't even
he
like,
hit me right
he didn't
in
even
the
say
penis.
My name. Like, hey, Aaron, here's the money. No, fuck that. He's got bigger
asshole.
Fish.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Shit.
You have something on your eyelash, on your left eyelash, and I can't even talk to you.
Can you kiss it off?
I can't even look at you right now.
What is it?
It looks tasty. It looks like something. Yeah. Oh, there it goes.
Does it look like
that's
like
strictly
butterfly kisses?
That's strictly for
you're just
the
trying
GoPro.
To you're just trying to butter me up.
I'm just trying not to
kisses.
Stare at that. I'm trying not
is
to
it
be
still there.
Like if I no, you got it. You didn't see it fly over there.
Like the people who might have like a bug in their nose, and you're just like, hey man,
yeah, Yeah.
Got some bats in the cave.
Yeah. I mean, I try not to be that guy. Like, because I don't really want...
You don't want someone to tell you?
No, I want people to tell me. Because that's why I tell people.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you're just like, I was just chilling right here the whole time. That's lying.
Yeah.
And I don't like you if you're a liar. Straight to my fucking face.
It's not lying.
No, it's a lie.
It's withholding the truth.
Yes. It's telling half-truths just by looking at me and not making a face.
It's not telling the truth.
It's not telling
the truth. It's not actually actively lying, though.
Active lying? I mean, you are.
It's passive lying.
Because you have to make it a point not to tell somebody that.
True, but you're not actually telling a lie. You're not saying, like, you don't have something
every word
face.
You speak after you notice it is a lie. because you're talking to that.
Right.
So, how you doing?
I mean,
you're actively
really,
trying to look away.
I mean...
It's like, what's the matter?
You know when something's a little off. You know what I mean? Because I had to go pick up a package at my apartment complex. There's, like, three separate buildings. And you go pick up packages in a building that's quite far. So, you know, you walk through another building, you walk through another one, pick up the package, and you walk back through the other ones. I got back, I was talking to Neil Kahn. Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, you got a huge piece of fuzz on
your
head.
That's a fucking friend.
I was like,
that
fuck!
Is a friend.
Yeah, that's
don't
a true
be
friend.
Don't be afraid, be a friend.
But it sucked, because I went through and I was like talking to people. I was like meeting people, because we just moved in a little bit ago. So I'm like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And people, I was like, these people seem a little nervous or a little like, oh, what's...
Okay.
And nobody mentioned it. I mean, would you tell a stranger?
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. If they talked to me. Like, if I saw it and we were just passing.
We rode
it,
in
like...
the elevator together. And he was, like, trying not to make eye contact. He was, like...
He was lying to you.
Yeah.
That's somebody who you shouldn't have befriended. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, I'm going to break his kneecaps next time I see him.
Remember the fuzz?
Hey,
what?
Remember not telling me about the fuzz? I kept it. Now you got the fuzz. Now you wear the fuzz.
And I'm not going to tell you.
I'm not telling you. It's on your head. it was quite embarrassing once I... Because it was like usual suspects where you just start thinking about all
like,
the things that happened.
Who did I interact
start thinking
with?
About, all the people that you were cracking
me?
Jokes with and with an awkward laugh. okay, fuzz face. What? What was that? I said...
Like everybody knows the secret but
race.
You. Like they're just like, I bet he won't notice the fuzz. look at him. And you're just talking to people like normal.
Right. And you notice things, but you just tell yourself in your head, oh, it's not bad.
Yeah, like, why do they keep looking at my head? Oh, well,
They must really like this haircut that I did in the bathroom.
My eyebrows
a week
are
ago.
On fleek. I get it. And then you just fucking go about your day.
My eyebrows must be naturally on fleek.
But then, like, what if at the place you're at, you use the bathroom and then you see it?
Oh,
and
man.
All those people are still there.
I walk back in
them?
And it'll be like Scarface, like, okay, so I'm the bad guy, huh?
It was like, oh,
I'm the
shit.
Bad guy. Yeah, just everyone.
The fuzz isn't on his head, he knows.
No,
he
I can't.
Do you fucking notice something?
No, I like the fuzz on my head, yeah. Okay, so don't act like you don't have to tell, me. I put it there, bitches. Just throw bitches in. Just completely just have a complete breakdown in front of everyone that you live with. That guy's insane.
The fuzz.
The fuzz. Here comes the fuzz. Cheese it, the fuzz.
Football. And so he threw it in there. We got some Statman D
foosball.
For what he likes to do called the Moyo Number.
The Moyo Number. Boom, bing, boom, bing.
What up? How goes it?
Hey.
So,
that should be your intro all the time. Hey.
Kawa.
Hey.
Kawabunga.
He's doing the Michael or Mike Tyson voice. Just watching Mike Tyson.
Ludaquiff.
No, you're wrong.
Ludaquiff.
So, anyway.
I'm gonna annihilate his family.
We was talking about starbursts and shit.
We
starburst
was.
Is...
That we was.
So, your story cannot be true.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's not my story.
No, I know. That dude's story.
Yeah. I mean, it is now my story about his story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same brand. No, Starburst is a taffy. Skittle is not.
Oh!
So it can't be a droplet.
But what is. What is Starburst then?
A taffy.
Just a little piece of heaven? Oh, you said Starburst
is
taffy?
Taffy?
Oh, then what is our Skittles?
Skittles is like
what
a
is our
mixture
Skittles?
Of chew candy. Sugar. Oil.
But I mean, what is...
Whoa.
I mean... You went deep into it.
You're going deep.
Sugar.
What percent of vitamin A is in one serving?
So it it's a mixture of like fruit juices and
right.
sugar.
Right, but I mean, it's got to be classified as like a genre of candy,
like
right?
Nougat.
Like nougat caramel. or caramel or
chocolate. White chocolate.
I think it's
gumball.
It's unbelievable.
It's just categorized as Skittles.
I would classify it as jelly bean. I think it's more jelly. It's more jelly bean
just
than
like
Snicker bar. Get out of here.
A taffy.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this. It's
like what is it a subgenre of taffy? Is it like round taffy?
No.
Is it Baffy?
It didn't say.
Is it Skittle-affy? I'm just making
but
up shit.
But the point is that story is false.
I don't know, though, because it could be taffy if we don't know what it is.
Well, I checked.
I mean, it's like little taffy balls.
Taffy,
is that what you're thinking?
Not.
Like,
I know,
is a taffy
one,
ball called
taffy
something else?
And one
is that what you're saying?
One is question mark.
Like, what's in the middle of Whoppers?
Ooh, malt.
That's a flavor you're looking for. Malt. Malted.
Malt. Anyway.
Okay, so we're not sure if the story might be true, if it's happening.
It's not a piece of a Starburst, no.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
God, this guy.
Now it's a Skittles.
Why are you rooting for crazy guy on the soapbox?
I don't know why.
Spewing rhetoric.
Guy was trying to claim fame on the
Because I bought a bunch of Skittles from him. I don't know.
Okay.
I bought stock in Skittles.
Damn it. He got you.
Okay. That just ate up all your time.
I thought I wanted to... tell the people what cerebral palsy is.
Okay,
there you go, Statman.
Waltman.
It's a congenital disorder of movement, muscle tone, and posture.
Okay.
So it's not like you're slow, like
mentally.
Forrest Gump.
Right.
It's
fast.
A physical disability.
Right. Because people can still drive depending on how severe it is. I've seen.
People live with this disability.
Yeah.
It's treatable.
Yeah.
Anyway, hyphenated names.
Dick.
Yeah. Ooh, here we go.
It's
Ooh.
Technically called double-barreled naming.
Really?
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Hell yeah!
I like that it has a name.
Oh man, I'm so gonna use that on the.
It's a pretty.
Phone
it's a pretty.
What's your last name? It's double-barreled. Hamill Davis.
And it can be either hyphenated or non-hyphenated.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
There's like three main cultures that usually do it, which were the British, or the original, and Latin, Mexican. You know.
Right. Yeah.
It's very common. Almost every family is
has some double
barreled.
Double barreled, sawed off name.
And,
there you go.
It's awesome.
But the reason why people did it in English Western culture is like you're like a high up, like royalty.
Oh.
The two families meeting.
Right.
Like
so
the Montagues and the Capulets. I threw it in there.
They don't
Bard. Sorry.
They have importance or like interest in being carried on or something, right?
Yeah. They're both famous names. So
like Amos.
Maybe.
And
so that makes sense because my mom's a queen.
Your royalty. Oh, that was great.
Thank you.
Mine too. If you listen, mine too. But the way you said it was
so. Great. And then the Mecca, Disney Star Wars Land. This is, I mean, nothing set in stone, but they're gonna.
Well, the sword.
They're gonna put the first shovel in the dirt, basically, in 2017.
Word. Okay, so maybe done in like 20.
They usually build things in about 2 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're gonna, and that's when the final Star Wars movies come out.
Oh, okay.
Oh wow.
Ooh.
They're syncing it all up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's
awesome.
So, way to go, Disney.
They know what they're doing.
They're not falling off anytime soon.
That is
wow.
The Mawa.
The Mawa.
I have to say that may be the best Moyono yet.
I learned
I
a lot.
It was really good. Yeah, it was very interesting.
I learned a lot. And about stuff that I wanted to learn about, like Star Wars at Disneyland, because that's fucking awesome.
And I'm so going to use double-barreled name from now on.
Word.
People are going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I have a double-barreled name.
Double-barreled name.
Well...
Sure.
That's like something Bill Murray would do.
Yeah.
On behalf of myself, Double Barrel over here, Statman D,
Double Barrel Adrian's
wife, Jory, we'd like to wish you all a very happy night, day, drive, walk, clean, whatever you're doing right now, do it happily. Yeah.
Go out and be someone.
Go out and be somebody. Not just because we say so, but because you should.
But definitely play the last episode too. If you didn't.
Whilst you're doing whatever you're doing.
Pick another episode and tell a friend.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and whatever else you can find us on. SoundCloud, we're on Cloudy.
We're going to be doing some stuff on public iTunes. Access TV sometime soon.
Ooh, okay, like CCTV?
Yeah, like right before it turns off at like 3 a.m. Right before it goes to... Bars. Yeah, with the bar, the color test.
See, they fucked us. Pattern. That's what we had to live with.
Yeah.
Fucking people.
That's... They...
We fucked us. But except we had like
that's
20,
the theme
we had
of the night.
We had 20 channels.
Yeah.
To like our parents, like.
And like 8 of channels. Them were fuzzy.
Like they all went off except for one with infomercials.
Yeah.
That's how I learned about, you know, staking
in the
bag.
3 a.m. Yeah. The you would get the
Ron Popeil's.
The
spray on hair.
The USA, the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
then,
yeah, yeah.
Like the channel is now signing off.
But then they came out with USA All Night. You remember that trick?
All Night, I do. What?
What? Blindian.
An African American Indian?
A Blindian fella. Okay.
Right, we should probably end. We're doing an after show now.
Guys.
Peace. Love you.
We'll do it.
Share, we love you.
We love you. You're not on.